Hello and thanks for downloading and listening to the Celtic Underground podcast. Celtic today had a 4-0 victory over Livingston, who were their usual selves, kicking everything that moved, kicking the ball away when they could, and basically doing their best to try and prevent a game of football from breaking out. Celtic were able to overcome this awful style of play as 4-0 victors. It did look like it was going to be one of the usual games that peters out with the away team happy to go away with only a 3-0 defeat, and Celtic playing out the last 15-20 minutes without creating many clear-cut chances. But today demonstrated the benefit of playing the appropriate injury time that we've not seen in a number of similar games so far this season, when in the 93rd or 94th minute, James Forrest scored the fourth goal of the game. Anyway, after the match, we caught up with the effervescent and exceptionally enthusiastic Jeremy Frimpong, a happy Neil Lennon, and the Livingston manager, Gary Holt. This is me, Harry Brady, saying enjoy this podcast extra. Good night. Thanks. And whatever.
Jeremy, looks like you enjoyed yourself out there.
I enjoyed it a lot. Glad to be back with the team after the international break, and just looking forward to this game, and yeah, happy with the win. Yeah, so yeah.
You're quickly establishing yourself here. You've just taken to it straight away.
Yeah, when I get on the pitch, I just do what I do best and just go and attack, defend, help the team out as much as I can. And yeah, hopefully I can keep that going, so yeah.
I feel you're capable of cementing that right back slot, even with Noel Hamed and Bilal and people.
I'm just going to keep working out then, hard and hard, and then hopefully the manager will keep putting me in, so yeah.
Your confidence levels are pretty dramatic. There's no, when you've come here, no first league football, and you're just taking to it right away.
Well, obviously, when you want to play at the top, you have to. You don't have to be shy. You just have to go and play, and that's what I've been doing. And I've been ready for it all my life. So yeah, so it's good.
Other players been helping you a lot, and in particular.
Yeah, everyone's been helping me, but Scott Brown, he's been helping me a lot.
Yeah. What does he say to you?
He just goes, just do what you do. No one can live with you, and just go show the fans what you can do, and that's what I've been doing, and hope I can keep that up.
When you get forward, you look like a winger. Where are you, a winger?
Yeah, back in the day, I was a winger, yeah.
To what age were you
a winger? I think under 15s. Yeah. Then a coach said, right back.
Why did he say you should move back to fullback?
Because I can't finish. Because I can't finish.
Was there one particular miss when you were junior that said, right, that's...
Yeah, man, can't finish, man. Yeah, so yeah. And he said right back, and I love it there, so it's good.
Did you ever speak to Danny McGrain? Because he was a very good fullback.
Yeah, I spoke to him, like, I think when I first came, I spoke to him, yeah. Yeah, he helped me a lot.
What did you know about Scott Brown before he came here, and how big an influence
is he? Oh, I knew he was a good captain. I heard it from everywhere, and when he plays, he always gives it 100%, and I knew if I was going to be in this company, you helped me out a lot, so I'm really grateful for that.
Is he a better player than you thought?
Such a good player.
Can you get an instant reward, obviously, with a call-up for the Dutch under-21s? I mean, you just feel your career's on a...
Under-20s.
Yeah, sorry, under-20s, I beg your pardon. Yeah, do you just feel your career's...
Yeah, when I got that call-up, I was really happy, and yeah, I'm just going to keep doing what I do, and hopefully I'll get more call-ups.
Huge games coming up, obviously Europe next midweek, and then there's a cup final.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking forward to Ross County, because obviously I can't play against Ren due to the circumstances. Yeah, but I'm just going to support the team when they go play. It's here, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to support them, and then I'll be focusing to Ross County.
The fans have taken to you, big time. Do you sense it when you're running down the wing and you're taking on a defender? Do you sense you've got the fans really behind you, excited about you?
When I drive, I just have a clear mind and just focus, just block everything out and just go. Yeah.
Today was a bit of a battle. Livingston are a strong side. What's the training intensity like for the squad to be able to win the ball back so quickly and with such ferocity?
Well, we just do a lot of shape work, and the gaffer says when we lose it, we have to get it back straight away, and we do that in training, and we proved it today. When we lose the ball, we just got the ball back, and yeah, just look forward So yeah, it was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, very powerful. Not only, you know, their fitness levels and the way they, you know, battled for second balls today, but the football was, you know, superb. And it's a very comprehensive win against a tough team to beat at times, but I thought we were outstanding today. And, you know, off the back of the 2 week sort of sabbatical with the internationals, it's always a worry where you maybe lose a bit of momentum, but there was no sign of that today at all. There were some outstanding individual performances again, you know, Frimpong, Julien, McGregor, you know, Brown, Forrest, you know, I can name them all really. There wasn't one weakness out there today, so I'm absolutely thrilled with that.
You mentioned Jeremy, you're running out of things to say about
him. He's amazing, you know, I have to say. You know, that performance in isolation is one of the best I've seen from him right back at Celtic, and at everything, you know, pace, power, assists, you know, shots on goal, recovery runs, defended well. For a kid at 18 to come in a daunting environment like this, he's handling it brilliantly, but his talent is unequivocal at the minute. You know, he's made us better, there's no question of that.
An unbelievable reaction from fans to Lee coming on as well.
I mean, you can see how popular he is with the fans. You can see he's still got a bit to do, but, you know, he's sniffing out chances and his work rate was good. So, you know, it's a timely sort of comeback for him, you know, with the volume of games we've got coming up. So we just want him to get fitter and stay fit and stay at that level. And there's plenty more to come from him.
The attitude of the players is just relentless.
It's first class, you know, the way we approach the game. These teams can beat you. And our professionalism and, you know, the intent they had today was top class. And we asked them at half time again, could you go and, you know, pile on the pressure and keep the goals coming? And I thought they'd declared it three and then they go 93rd minute and get another one. So they're giving me everything, another clean sheet as well. So at the minute, you know, to pick up where we left off is very pleasing and a great start to this block of games we've got coming up. Oh, I don't want to brag about it, like. But, we saw him play a development game here. You know, ironically enough, myself and Damien were at the game, and John had a look at it afterwards and thought, very talented boy, you know. And then Nick knew of him, and Nick did a bit of groundwork on it, and we were delighted to get that one done. We thought he'd be a very good emerging talent. Development player, but he's just meteorically come through, and it's down to him really, not down to anybody else. You know, it's a team effort and getting the deal done and recognising him, and then obviously it's all down to him, the performances he's producing at the minute.
Kind of almost like unlimited potential with him, his pace and skill.
You know, the only people who look at his height and think that, you know, he may struggle with that, you know, but he deals with that. Very, very strong upper body. And you know, the way he bounces back up, he mustn't have any ligaments in his legs. He just seems to go down, get up again straight away, and in tight areas, he's amazing with the ball. So he's been a real find, let's put it that way, but we don't obviously want to share him with too much too early. We've got a long season ahead of us, but he's contributing immensely at the minute.
Is it his place to lose at the moment?
Yeah. Well, you'd have to say, yeah. He's obviously not registered for Thursday, so... You know, Maritz will come in there thinking for that one, obviously, with half time out. But there's no question that, you know, if you look at the results we've had with Jeremy and the team, and at times Tom Rodgick, you know, the volume of goals we've scored has been unbelievable. And that's not just down to those two, you know, but we've made telling contributions since they've come back in.
There's maybe a lot of this now, you know, Angel Celtic playing a tournament days. Does it feel like a proper title race?
At the minute, no question, yeah. You know, psychologically, that's a... You know, good win for us, and we can enjoy our Sunday. You get 24 hours to enjoy it. You see what the result brings, and then you move on to the next one. We put that one to bed. That was a tough game under the circumstances, but we've dealt with it absolutely brilliantly. So we look forward to Ren now Thursday.
Any worries for Thursday with Pays?
Well, he popped his shoulder, so we'll have to scan it and see how it is. We're hoping it'll not be too bad, but it was very early on in the game as well, so. He soldiered on, but it was too painful for him second half. And then obviously we made the change and Greg came in and did a great job. I think you've got to, you know, you either relish it or fear it, so relish it, you know what I mean? It's great, and maybe it's something new for some of the players, but I think they're taking on the challenge well, and I think the fans are enjoying it as well. There will be anxious moments as we go along, you know, there'll be dips and troughs, but at the minute we're in a very strong position and I'm playing brilliantly, but we know there's always a below par performance around the corner, you know, but we're prepared for that as well.
Are you mindful of goal difference?
Not really.
No.
Not at the minute. I think it's way too early to start talking about goal difference. You know, there's 24, 25 games to go, so there's a lot of football to be played yet.
For all the plaudits that the team get, and rightly so, from the attacking play and the amount of goals, is it hard to get the battling performances? Because we had to battle first to be able to put on such an attacking display today.
I was pleased with the physicality of the team today. You know, second balls against Livingston are always important, and I thought we dealt, our midfield were very strong in that area today. You know, Brian McGregor, Rodgick did a great job in recycling the ball, and I thought the two centre-halves were outstanding, you know, so they learnt their lesson from the last one. I thought Julian played particularly very, very well today. So that augurs well.
Thank you, Dave.
Cheers.
Gary, what was your assessment of that today? Did you get Celtic on top form?
There was a lot of talk beforehand of have we made them angry, have we made them doubly aware of how they're going to be at us, and I thought they were. I thought they were in movement, and that was really good. But I thought we were well in the game, and I know everyone will pick up the papers and look at it, it's 4-0. But sometimes when you come here, and if they score the goals that they can score, you say fair enough. But I felt just the individual mistakes at times cost us in the game, and that's the sticking bit for effort, commitment, and all the things that you look for, team shape, being brave at times in possession. I thought we had that. I think at times we could have been braver. But you take the goals out of the game, they never too many times they cut us open and bent one in for 20 yards or scored the world-class goals to score. It's a sticking point for my keeper because he's done really well. He's made some good saves. He made the third one as well. He's made a great save with his face, which he has to do from time to time. It's went up in the air and no one's reacted to help him. That's the ugly side of the game that you've got to do. You can't expect somebody else to do it. You've got to go and throw your body in front. And I felt just at times we switched off at the crucial times.
You're not judged by games, obviously, against Old Firm, Gary. But
why not?
Well, fair enough, fair point. But so even more so, is it not a worrying run of results?
No, because the thing is we've had I judge myself in every game, and my players as well, but we've had a spell of games where we've played Rangers twice, Celtic twice, Motherwell and Kilmarnock. So that's the top four teams in the league, as they were at the time. So we've competed in the games, we've been in the games, but the games like Hearts and Hibs are in the bottom six with us. We haven't lost them, and could have maybe have got something better out of them games. So it's been a tough run of games for us with injuries and that we've had, but we only gauge each individual game, and today's what we focused on. And for up to the first goal, I thought we were comfortable. I thought we'd stifled Celtic to an extent, and not getting cut open, not having too many shots in goal, forcing it wide, defending crosses, because I said to the players, they're going to have possession. Very rarely teams come here and dictate the ball or the game plan, so don't make it easy for them. I don't think we did, but then the first goal happens and I think it could have been cut out, I think it could have been dealt with better, but I'll have to look back at it, and then you're up against it again, and then 1-0 at half time, you're saying stay in the game, and then the second goal comes for Browning in a shot which was going to hit a corner flag, hits John and it ends up the net, and you're thinking that wee bit of luck that you need, like we've had here before. You need a bit of luck when you come to these places, and I don't think we had it today.
Can the keeper be a big positive phase this season?
I think there's a lot of positives. Big Linden's been a positive, John Guthrie's been really excellent, but the additions we've made have been good. Robbie Crawford's been brilliant, Big Matty's came in and he's got his international recognition through playing really well, and today was no different. I thought his handling was excellent, didn't look flustered. He's made one wonder save with his face when he's had to as a keeper. And like I said, I think we've got to then help him. We've got to dig him out of a hole there. He's done his bit. And no disrespect, James Forrest hasn't got a header of ball in the net for it's dropping 20 yards out there. So we have to look at it. We have to be braver in the situation. He might go and get hurt. And that's what we need.
Thank you, Johnny.
Cheers.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love.